All right, the hilarious and multi-talented Lisa Ann Walter, beloved by audiences for her role as teacher Melissa Chimenti on ABC's smash hit Abbott Elementary, created by Quinta Brunson, has become one of television's most acclaimed comedies and will debut its new season on October 1st. And Lisa Ann brings a lifelong of experiences in comedy, acting, and writing. And today she's here to share stories from the set and what to expect at her upcoming comedy show at the Comedy Vault in Batavia. And that's Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th. Lisa, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, David. I appreciate it. Love coming to Chicago. I'm very excited to come back.
Ditto for us as well. So I do want to talk a little bit about the show. Now, there are never really any cliffhangers for Abbott Elementary or comedies in general. So we're not like picking up something dramatic like, you know, Ms. Howard and Ms. Chimenti are both in the battle for their lives. It's nothing like that.
Yeah, well, not a dramatic cliffhanger. I mean, we've had a few over the years that mostly centered around the romance between Janine and Gregory. You know, will they, won't they? And now they're solidly in a they are. So we don't have that going on, but there are other, I can't say what it is because I will get in huge trouble with Quinta. She likes to keep these things very secret. But there is like a big storyline on Abbott this year that, generally, a lot of our sort of arcs on the season have to do with struggling financially in school specifically or within the school system. So there's a big one like that coming this year. And it makes for all very weird situations and a lot of fun. We're actually just getting ready to start filming those in the next couple of weeks.
Very, very cool. Yeah, you're totally into production already. But you remember how impactful, you know, growing up watching television, those cliffhangers would be?
Yeah.
And the big shows. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like on, I don't know, ones I didn't watch, like Dynasty and Dallas. I never watched nighttime soap operas when I was, I always loved sitcoms. I don't know if I watched any dramas when I was young. Oh, yes, I did. Like I watched NYPD Blue.
Sure.
I watched and Hill Street Blues. I watched shows.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's usually that. Oh, I think mostly because, and with Abbott, it's this way too. The show has, there are challenges every episode. There are storylines that have to do with somebody's going through something. But generally, it's an escape mechanism.
Sure.
And Quinta wants to keep it that way. You know, because it takes place in a school and there are a lot of pieces of it that are really realistic. At least that's what we're told by teachers, which makes us feel great. We want to represent what teachers go through in sort of the day-to-day struggles. But the big things, the really scary things, We're not putting that on the show because this is 22 minutes where you can just go laugh.
And escape a little bit. Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say, what other teaching shows were there in the past before Abbott? I mean, you talk about Welcome Back, Cotter, but that was a little schmaltzy.
Room
222, Head of the Class. Yeah. But this is probably the show that teachers really do associate with.
Well, because if you think about it, on all those other shows, what you were looking at was the kids in a school, which makes for a different, it makes for whatever those shows were that people used to watch on Friday night, you know, the young people shows, which I never watched. By the time they were doing those in the 80s, I was out. I was running around in DC from the time I was 13.
Right.
And so by the time I was, you know, in college and I was doing stand up by the time I was 23. So I was like out having fun. I wasn't watching. I don't respond to those shows. I think it's fine if people love them. It's their childhood, whatever. But that was just never my bag. Like where you see the joke coming and nothing is a surprise.
Right.
And you're just watching characters that you love tell jokes because someone wrote them in a joke rhythm. But to me, that's not the thing I love about our show. I shouldn't be such a jerk about it. But let me be, why don't I be honest? How about that?
Yeah, let's be honest. Let's do it.
The thing that I love about our show is that we have jokey jokes. Melissa thinks she's funny, so she says a lot of things that she knows are jokes, but they actually are funny.
Yeah.
And some things are not funny, but that's what's funny about it. And the behavior is the thing that's funny. The biggest laugh in our show might not be a line. It might be a look to camera. It might be a sound.
Yeah.
It might be Jacob falling into a trash can.
Right. The physical, the silence.
We're not a four-joke-a-page show. But we are a half-hour show that's funny, and that I support.
I will say that my youngest just entered eighth grade, and we bought breakfast for the teachers at some point last year. And so he got to sit in the teacher's lounge in the morning while they were all kibitzing about things like, yeah, I can't wait to get out of here, pack up this classroom. I am done. Like, he's listening to all this. He's like, that was really cool. Like, they're real people.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think our show is a little bit of a macro version of when you used to see your teacher at the mall.
It's true.
And you had to make that adjustment.
Out of context.
Outside of school.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they just lived there. And I think that's what our show is, that they're real people with real problems, with real struggles, with financial issues.
Sure.
Like, that they gave Gregory a side hustle. Like, he's out there driving Uber or whatever he's doing just to make ends meet. Like, this is real life for sadly.
Yeah.
This is real experience for teachers.
It's real life. Yeah. The show is truly the only network show that gets recognition these days. I mean, you think about that, looking at the Emmys.
I was just there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's wild, though, because everything is all streaming and everything else. But from your perspective and being such a big part of the show, why do you think this is the only network show that is getting that? Is it the writing? Is it everything? Is it the ensemble? Like, tell me what you think it is, the success.
I think you nailed two of the big things. It is an ensemble comedy where every single piece of it is firing on all cylinders. I mean, we are a well meshed group, and we knew it from shooting the pilot. We all just were like,
it's amazing.
This chemistry is insane.
Doesn't always happen, by the way.
Long enough, you know the difference. So we knew. I wasn't even worried about the pickup because I was like, if it doesn't go on ABC, somebody else will grab it. This is such a good show. The writing is fantastic, and I think all of that stems from Quint's vision and having it be so clear. And then bringing on a team that, and having the support of a network and a studio that like really gave her head, let her do her version of that world. Cause she knew the world, it was based on her mother's experiences. So I think it's all of those things. And the fact that there is such an affection for the stories that we're telling them, the people that we're telling the stories about. I told Quinta we were shooting the pilot. I said, listen, this thing's going to be a monster hit. One way or the other, because if only teachers watch us, we're a monster.
Yeah.
But everybody has kids in school or went to school themselves. Everybody.
It's true.
So that's the world. And we happen to be funny people doing it.
And it's funny, for comedies today, the traditional three camera comedy and really has fallen a little bit by the wayside. And the single camera mockumentary just creates such a reality for the situation, and I think it works perfectly for this show too.
Well, thank you. I agree, and I think what's different about our show, one of the things, I should have brought this up as one of the reasons besides the cast and the acting. All of our departments are incredible, and we're nice people in all of the departments, and that's Quinta making sure that's who she hires and keeps on the team. Or is everybody supporting the production.
Sure.
But camera work on our show, as you say, it's single, that's the style, it's called single camera mockumentary. Mm-hmm. But what makes us different is that Randall Einhorn, who created the shooting style on The Office and Parks and Rec, and in Parks and Rec there were three cameras, but in our show there are three cameras shooting simultaneously and moving.
Right.
The cameras move. And every other show they stay static and the actors
move. That's very true. That's true.
On our show, that all three camera operators are moving in conjunction with a cast.
Lisa Ann Walter will be at the Comedy Vault in Batavia Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th. And there's more with her next on 720 WGN. She'll be at the Comedy Vault in Batavia Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th. And for tickets, you can visit Comedy Vault Batavia. .com. You are very well known, and we've talked about this before, for one of your first roles in 1998's Parent Trap. Who were some of your comedy influences growing up on stage, stand-up, television? Because your dad was a geophysicist, is that correct?
Yeah.
And your mom was a teacher. So who was funny in your house? Who was the funny one in your house?
I think between the two of them, Dad was funnier, but he was dad joke funny.
Okay.
Like, my comedy influences coming up were albums, comedy albums. So I had George Carlin's Classic Clown. I had Richard Pryor albums that I'm sure I shouldn't have been listening to, or George for that matter.
Yeah.
But my mother didn't know because it was in the basement.
Yeah.
Until I started doing entire bits. When you like walk upstairs doing Richard Pryor bits, I learned from being funny and from listening to those albums that I could get away with a lot if it was funny.
It's true.
Like if I wanted to say something, or if I wanted to curse, but it was really funny, my mother would try not to laugh, but she would laugh.
Then
I wouldn't get in trouble. Yeah. And that was a dangerous lesson for me, because then I chased that dragon the whole rest of my life. I think that my influences, besides the comedians that I loved, were, you know, I was raised on old movies, and I always loved, and Parent Trap in particular was very much based on a Thelma Ritter kind of character, the person who sees everything and maybe comments, but with a smart aleck remark, and Eve Arden, like those characters.
Yeah.
I
get you.
It's funny because as a little girl, you would think I'd be drawn to like the lead. Like I want to be the beautiful one. It was always the funny friend.
Yeah. Right.
I wanted to be the funny friend because to me, they had the more interesting things to say. They weren't just pretty and staring into the distance. They were quick. They were sharp. So that's what I always wanted to be.
But you also did, even before Parent Trap, you did a couple of sitcoms for Fox and ABC already. So like, what did you kind of use as an example for those comedies?
Well, I mean, I was, I had done stand-up for 8 years before I did my first show. And it was, my comedic voice was representative of women from my generation. So I was talking about the plate spinning act, right? Of you got to have it all. You got to raise a family, find a cure for cancer, have a flat stomach. And we can't do it all. You know, we fall apart, as we all learned. And so that's what it was based on. It was really came out of my head. I think if anything that was going on at the time, it was Roseanne was a show that I loved because I thought it was authentic. And I watched that show and went, those are the mothers I know. All these other moms that I was seeing on TV that walked in the door bandbox perfect, looking like, you know, they had just had a team of people doing them.
Yeah, right.
Briefcase, and they were like, now what's happening?
Yeah.
And all the whole show took place in between 5 and when the kids went to bed. I'm like, whose life is this?
This
is nobody I know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what she does for a living. So I didn't want that. Roseanne felt more real to me. And then I added to that. So she was like a truth teller. And that's always what I was on stage. And then I added to that a career that the character cared about.
For sure.
Because my generation of women was, we all were like told, you got to do something really important and big. And so that's what those shows were.
One of your earlier TV spots was on Curb also. I think it was in its first season. Wasn't it? Okay.
I went and auditioned for that show. They wanted me to, Larry wanted me to, was having me come in for the Susie Essman role for Jeff Garland's wife. And Jeff I had known from stand-up in New York. And he wanted me to like ad lib a bunch of like really hurtful fat things at Jeff.
Yeah.
Like Jeff was in the room. Like we were working together and he wanted me to call him all sorts of names. And I couldn't do it, man.
Yeah.
It was right for Susie. It was not right for me.
Hysterical.
I couldn't do it.
Hysterical.
Yes. And then they called me and they said, hey, come in and do this other part for us. And I think they wanted me to play like, it was a nurse. Like in a doctor's
nurse.
Office.
Yeah.
And I think that their idea was that I would be really sexy because when I auditioned for Larry, I had just gotten out of a relationship and I was in like that revenge body shape. I looked sweet. And I think that's what they thought they were going to get. And I was 4.5 months pregnant with twins. So I was wearing scrub. It was a whole different take on the character. I got this scrunchie from my daughter that had like an animal head on it. Because I always used to see women in the doctor's office like the people would have like something to make the kids not be scared.
Right.
That's what I'm going for.
Love it. Lisa Ann Walter of Abbott Elementary. She'll be at the Comedy Vault in Batavia from Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th. And for tickets, visit comedyvaultbatavia.com. Have fun being back here in Chicago, and I look forward to seeing you.
I can't wait. I'm already planning on getting some Lou Malnati's, man.
Love it. Love hearing it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. News is next on 720 WGN.